Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman. This is Azure Friday. I'm here with Telmo, who's going to talk to me about the Azure building blocks from the Azure CAT department. How are you?
Absolutely. Good. Good to be here again. Like you said, we're going to take a look at Azure building blocks. And the idea behind this is we basically built a DSL on top of ARM templates.
A domain-specific language
on top
of the existing ARM, which is Azure Resource Manager.
Exactly. Right, so we're looking at what a template looks like and how big it becomes when you start building very complex solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Decided to say, hey, can we make this a little bit easier?
Okay.
Right, and this actually came about while we were doing some work of our own, building things called reference architectures or IS, large IS solutions. And we started going through and doing the same thing over and over and over. And in my team specifically, we're called patterns and practices.
Mm-hmm.
We found the patterns and said, hey, we can just consolidate this instead of doing it over and over. Let's create a building block that'll do this for us.
Now, just not to put too fine a point on it, this isn't necessarily saying that like there's something bad or wrong about Azure Resource Managers.
No, absolutely not.
What I'm hearing you say is that when you do things repetitively,
mm-hmm.
you want to kind of intuitively make it a function.
Exactly. Yeah, you can think of it that way.
And make it more of a reusable block.
Yeah.
And that's what you've done.
That's what we've done, yeah. And we work in conjunction with the ARM team all the time. So
mm-hmm.
they're aware of this. They love it.
So it is ARM.
It is ARM.
It sits on top of ARM.
It sits on top of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
So, yeah, let me actually just go ahead and show you guys a little bit. So this is actually an NPM package. So you can deploy this to Windows, to Linux, whatever you want to do. So once you have that, it's a nice little command line utility called azbb. So let me actually show you the results of this really quick in here.
Okay.
When you run it, it just tells you, let me do that again just for formatting here. All right, there you go. When you run this, it says, hey, you got to specify what subscription on deploy, mm-hmm. thanks to, where it's going to go, what's the resource group. If that resource group exists, great. If it doesn't, it's going to create it for you.
Okay.
And then you pass through the parameter file. So those are the basic things that you have to specify. That parameter file is going to be JSON, just like in an ARM template.
Right.
But it's going to be a little bit smaller, right? So I'll show you a couple of those, and then we'll go into some more complex examples in here. So here's a nice little parameter file that we use to create a virtual network.
Okay.
People who are familiar with ARM templates are going to look at this and say, hey, Telmo, this is exactly like an ARM template. And yeah, for the virtual network, that is true. There's not a lot that we can infer here. There are not a lot of defaults that we can specify. We're just saying, hey, yeah, go create me a virtual network. That's the name. That's the address prefix. And here are my subnets. In this case, I only have one.
Okay.
So I'm just going to deploy this, and then I'm going to show you how to do virtual machines on top of that. That's where things get quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go back to AZBB, it said, hey, I need a subscription. Actually, I need to find out the ID for my subscription in here.
Okay. So you're using the regular Azure command commandlets here?
Yeah, I'm just
so
using Azure
get
CLI. Get the list of subscriptions that I have. And I should have a few in here. So just bear with me. And this is the one I want to use. All right, and now that I have that, let me go ahead and say, let's go ahead and deploy to that subscription to the West US data center,
mm-hmm.
and let's create a group in there called AZBB demo RG, and the parameter file for my VNet, the VNet that I want to create here. So let's go ahead and run that. Oh, I forgot one thing. Notice it said parameters written to VNet output. So mm-hmm. what we're doing is we're merging the parameters that we specified with some predefined defaults. And that generates a bigger parameter file that's then sent to an ARM template. So it uses an ARM template in the back end.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot to put that --- deploy in there, so it didn't really deploy.
So I wrote the parameters up,
yeah.
didn't actually do it.
Exactly. So that way I can just save those parameters to use them later on if I want to.
Okay.
Right? In this case, I'm forcing now to be deployed. This should take a few minutes, and it will be there.
Okay, so you said --- deploy, it wrote the parameters out, and it's also doing the work.
Yeah, it's also doing the work. So okay. right now, if I switch back to my beautiful portal over here, I should be able to see that azbb demo rg. Notice that it says there's two operations deploying right now, and there's the VNet right there. So it's doing that for me right now.
Okay.
Right? It's going to be done in just a minute, but while that's running, all right, let me walk you through a virtual machine deployment, for instance, right? That's where things get quite interesting in here. And I'm going to go ahead and just pull this up.
Okay.
So here's another parameter file. I'm saying that this time I'm using the virtual machine building block. First thing you notice is I can specify how many VMs I want. I'm going to go ahead and say I want 2, right? The name prefix and computer name prefix, this is what you see in Azure in the portal. It's going to append here dash VM1 dash VM2. It follows a naming convention that we have put out as well for customers. So we follow what we kind of, you know, we do what we preach here.
Okay.
Computer name prefix, that's the host operating system, or better say the guest operating system host name. The username, password. If this was a Linux box, I could put in the SSH key in here. Notice my awesome password.
Mm-hmm.
Do not use that. And one thing that you're going to notice is I specify what network that's going to go into. Normally, in an ARM template, you would have to specify the fully qualified ID subnet, and
you repeat
that a lot. Here, I'm just saying, hey, there's a virtual network called that. I'm going to have one NIC and the subnet name web. Also, in an ARM template, when you're building a virtual machine, you have to specify the storage accounts. You have to specify whether or not it's going to have a public IP, and you have to have that as a separate resource.
Mm-hmm.
The NIC is a separate resource. Here, all you see is virtual machine.
It seems like you've almost normalized it. Like if you think about
exactly.
a big flat data set and you've said, oh, this could be its own table, and you've gone and split things
up. That's really what we did here. And we take in a lot of smart defaults, as we call them. So things that if you use are not going to break you into jail.
Hmm.
You create a virtual machine, it will automatically use managed disks, premium storage.
Mm-hmm.
It will, if I don't specify anything in here, it'll say, hey, I don't know how you're going to get to this. I'm going to give you a public IP address as well. So it does all of that in the background. Also, if I have more than one virtual machine, it's going to say, hey, I might want this to be highly available. Here's an availability set, right? It does that for me. I can override that manually in here. I can specify those options. Or I can also create a default file that says, hey, these are the defaults I want to use instead of what Azure Cat has created for me.
Right.
So you can override that, right?
So what best you have best practices baked in. If I feel that there are better practices, I can bake them in as well.
If for some reason you decide, hey, I know what I'm doing, I'm going to use something else here, you can go ahead and do that. I'm not going to stop you from doing that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let me just deploy this one as well, and then we'll take a look at what we'll do. Whoop.
You looking for your terminal?
I'm looking for my terminal, so
Control
I'm just going to go here, view terminal.
Control tilde.
Oh, there it is. All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm going to say, hey, this is the VM now. All right. A few other things it's going to do for the VM, it's going to automatically create a storage account for diagnostics. It's going to enable that. It's going to enable boot diagnostics. It's going to install the Azure Monitor extension. So all those best practices are baked in. If you're trying to figure out, hey, what does it do? If you take a look at our wiki, I'll have the link later on, you're going to see what's in there. And also, if you go to the Azure Architecture Center, where we have our reference architectures, we talk about what those defaults are in there. And we use AZBB to deploy those as well. Right?
Is it an open source project?
It is an open source project. Yeah, it is. People can get involved. If you go over to GitHub, it's on github.com, MSPMP template building blocks. There are no issues right now because we are quick at closing them. But yeah, we take in pull requests, right? So it is there. In here, there's a set of scenarios with sample parameter files as well for you to play with. There is a schema for that parameter file, so it helps you with IntelliSense and in code. So that is all there.
And it looks like it's very actively being worked on. So you're building a community here.
Yeah, we're building a community here. We have partners that work with us on this. We have customers already testing it. Right, it's been out there, but yeah, we have an active community. We have sustained engineering working on this as well. And while that is deploying, because that takes a little bit longer, right?
How many virtual machines are you making?
I'm just building 2. It's probably going to take about 5 minutes, right? But, you know, let's say that, this builds VMs. Great, Tomo. How about putting them in a skill set?
Yeah, something a little more complicated.
Yeah, so it's actually quite simple. It is exactly the same parameter file. And the only difference here from what I had before is I added this scale set settings at the end.
How does that relate to how you would do it in an ARM template? Is this quite a bit simpler?
This is way simpler. So in a ARM template, you actually have to create the scale set as a resource with the VM information inside that. This also automatically creates auto scale settings, which you'd have to do manually. Mm-hmm. So it, I believe the default that we have here is if you're consuming more than 75% of your CPU, you're going to scale up. Mm-hmm. If you're doing less than 25, you're going to scale down. So all of that's created for you with just that one little entry in there. Just say scale set settings. That's it. You could override that.
Right, of course. At the beginning, you said it was a DSL, a domain-specific language. Does that mean that this kind of compiles or maybe transpiles into an actual ARM template, and that is, in fact, what runs?
So that's a very good question. It transpiles into an ARM parameter file, right? We have a fixed template in the background that is used. That template never changes. You never touch it.
Oh, interesting. So there is a Azure building blocks main or the big template, like the Do-It.
Yeah, exactly. There's a Do-It in there. So we have one for...
So you take this DSL, turn it into a parameter file, those parameters go into the...
Into the template.
Which is itself an ARM template.
It is an ARM template. It's kind of a whole ARM template.
The reason I ask is that I think when people want to go and use something like this, they're asking themselves, am I buying into another black box? Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing you say is it's not a black box.
It's not a black box.
It's just JSON, it's just parameter files. Yeah. It's ultimately just ARM.
Yeah, it's ultimately just ARM. Right, and it is extensible as well. You can come in and say, hey, I want to build my own building block. You can do that. So I'm not going to run the scale set one, but I have it done here already. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm just going to go
with all the defaults that one gets.
With all the default that one gets. Yeah, so here's my other resource group that has a scale set in it.
Oh, and see, you've got your naming, single-VM1, VM2, your NICs, everything's nice and tidy, your load balancer, everything has the prefixes.
Yep, so this is the VMSS one. I had some VMs just lingering in there as well. And here you see the load balancer, you see a pip that was created. I never said, hey, create a pip for me. It does that automatically.
Yeah.
Right? And it created the scale set down here. And I can even go on and say, okay, show me what's in there. Right? I just want to copy that, my bad here. And you know what? I might even have that. There you go. So,
and there it is.
There it is. I got IIS running on those five VMs behind a scale set, behind a load balancer in Azure on a parameter file that had about 20 lines of code.
Can you go back over to that GitHub so where people know where to go as we end here? So it's github.com/mspnp and it's under template building blocks.
Yep.
Fantastic. And this is version 2.0.
Yep.
I am learning all about Azure building blocks 2.0 here on Azure Friday.